So as you can imagine at Headscape, we receive a lot of invitations to tender that come in. And they vary hugely. Some are big fat tomes of wanting lots of detail, and they go into lots of detail themselves. Others a little more than a half a page email. But we've received one invitation to tender, which I've just finished reading today, that is quite exceptional. It really is an absolutely stunning piece of work, if an invitation can be such a thing. What I like about it is partly the way it's written, that it's written in a very friendly tone, in a very kind of open and honest tone. But also they've got some really just sensible attitudes that I find so refreshing to hear. They talk about this not being a project but a process, and that they're building their website over time, and that they want an agency that can work with them in this process. So having the right kind of attitude towards a website, that it's something that evolves over time rather than is just redesigned periodically, that was a really encouraging thing out of the gate. They then quite willingly talk about their budget and that kind of stuff. They cover all the big points that you care about as a web designer tendering for a piece of work. They talk about their website objectives. They talk about the kind of things that are important to them in terms of user requirements, business requirements, and the resourcing internally to be able to do all of this kind of stuff. They talk about user-centric design. They talk about accessibility. They've really got a good grasp of what goes into a really good invitation to tender. So I'm just really encouraging you when it comes to writing your invitation to tender to make sure that you really do your research before starting to write it. And yes, this is a massive plug for the Website Owner's Manual, and yes, I do cover a lot of this in the book. But there is some stuff that these guys have done which I haven't included in the book that is great. Talking about the idea of a process rather than the project, although I do cover that in the book, I don't actually suggest you put it in the invitation to tender, but what a great idea. What I do talk about is talking about your budget, which they do, and all of the rest of it. So yeah, put some time and put some thought into what needs to be included in the invitation to tender. And if you're in doubt, hey, ring up an agency and ask them what they'd like to see in their invitation to tender. In fact, there have even been occasions when, as Headscape, we've helped companies write their invitation to tender that then they send out to multiple agencies. Hopefully that's helpful.